We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WIP's Full Court Frenzy as we broadcast from Nova here today. The Pavilion, reminder, parking right across the street from where we are, the garage at Ithan and Lancaster. So very easy to get here, very easy to park. Concessions going on so you can get some food. You can participate. You know, so no one won the half-court shot. No one won.
Joe,
so,
I would say we all won, you know, for okay. participating.
Well, I didn't see a prize given out. I saw, Rhea, did you see a prize?
So what happens?
No, this is not, you know, CYO league here.
Yeah. Well, we had to not participate.
We all lost.
Yeah, that's right.
We all
lost.
We don't get to keep going.
We're all losers today.
But at 8 o'clock, next opportunity with a big game of knockout. So we'll get that going coming up in about a half an hour. Also, a lot of notables will be here in the next hour or so. Including N'Kobe Dean and Harold Jensen and Mike Vreeswijk and Ashley Howard and all sorts of Ruben Amar is going to shoot, Mike Quick, Scott Fransky. Look, we'll get some of these guys on, obviously, to talk some sports and shooting prowess or less than shooting prowess. So we'll have some fun up ahead in the next couple hours. I know, by the way, kids, if parents are in the area and you got your kids around, you want to meet the Villanova Wildcat, the cat will be here soon. You can get your picture with the Villanova cat. By the way, shout out to Mark Ferrante, Villanova's coach. As he is already here, Villanova's football coach, that is. So good crew here. Get out if you can. 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Saquon. He pops on the Kelce podcast. And an interesting comment in the final second or two of what you're about to hear is not even that long. And it's regular stuff there for a while. And then at the very end, Saquon slips in a comment trying to maybe get Kelce to play football again. Maybe play with the Birds. Listen to Saquon and Kelce.
I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm happy. I got a fresh start. I can't wait to meet everybody and just go out there and play ball.
Dude, it's going to be so fun to watch. It's going to be so fun to be a part of. It's going to be great.
You don't got to watch it, you know.
You don't got to watch it, you know.
That's awesome.
Pretty good. Pretty quick winner right there.
Yeah.
So, look, I mean, I don't think it's going to change anything. I think Jason Kelce is about to make $20 to $40 million broadcasting. That's got to be very appealing. And his body obviously got pretty beat up through the years, so I don't really hold out hope that he'll come back and play. But I appreciate Saquon Barkley's attempt right there. Let's put it that way. If not, just a little moment of humor. Let's go to Scott in Washington Township. Hi, Scott.
Hey guys, I'm actually almost there. I can't wait to watch.
Nice.
But real quick, a request from Conklin. I'd love to hear Jimmy Lynam evaluate some of this.
You know, it's
fun.
A bit of a disgrace, actually. And if you're going to try from half court, okay, at least get a post up down there, go back door with a nice alley-oop or something. If you're not going to – John Ritchie, if you're not going to reach the basket, at least ask for a little help along the way. Okay, Aim?
So, Scott, as good as that was, you know what might be even better? When Jimmy Lynam gets here in about an hour and Jimmy Lynam's talking to Jimmy Lynam.
Oh, buddy!
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I'll be able to tell the difference.
What'd you say, Scott?
You won't be able to tell the difference.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But he did beat DePaul that year.
And in the Pan Am games, I beat Bhopal. Don't forget about that.
Jordan Montgomery, I think he's okay. He's a little bit inconsistent over the years. And I think the positive spin is that it gives me hope. The Dombrowski and those guys have a lot of confidence in the young guys. You know, maybe Abel, they plan on him coming up, and they don't want to block the way. And they can always make an adjustment midseason if they have to, especially with $25 million to spend.
Well, that's the idea. All right, Scott, give me an answer here. Who or what owns something once a year?
The United States of America. We own the 4th of July.
Yeah, that's true. 4th of July.
That's a good answer.
What's the irony to the 4th of July being the day, John? If you know your American history and John Adams.
It wasn't signed on the 4th?
Well, See, I get this a little confused.
Like there was second,
a,
right?
There was a signing, and then there was an announcement. I believe it was drafted on the second.
Yeah.
I believe it was signed on the fourth. It was then announced thereafter. But Adams specifically went public and said July 2nd would be the celebrated day. And he called it. He's like, we're going to have bonfires. We're going to have this. He said all this stuff. It's going to be July 2nd.
And then
it turned into July 4th.
So what a tough break for July 2nd.
Yeah, July 2nd.
But at least it made a long weekend.
That's right. All right, let's listen to some more of Jeffrey Lurie, because Jalen Hurts came up yesterday, obviously, as a topic, the Hurts personality thing, the Hurts leadership thing. And Jeffrey Lurie weighed in on Jalen Hurts.
Jalen, what are your thoughts on him being the quiet leader and just the way he is? Would you like to see him show a little more exuberance sometimes?
So with Jalen, as I talked about earlier, he's 25 years old. Incredible last few years. Disappointing ending of the last year as a team. The thing with Jalen, and I mentioned about Nick, but the thing with Jalen is I want him to be authentic. And that's what he is. It's the worst thing to be 24, 25 and to try to be something. Be authentic as he is. He's an excellent, excellent example. So, you know, there's times for the stoicism. When we were 10-1, people said, oh, it's because of Jalen's stoicism and calm under the storm that we were 10-1 on all those close games and then lose a few and, maybe he's not, you know, as demonstrative or whatever. I love the way Jalen is. I think he has his own style. I think he'll... Like every quarterback goes through ebbs and flows in their career. And so there were so many ups, and then we had a really difficult final 5-6 games of the year. He will adjust to that and lead the way, because he's really respected for being who he is.
Well, Lurie with some endorsements yesterday. One, obviously, on Sirianni. Another notable one was Hurts with what you saw there, wants him to be authentic. Look, it's a reasonable argument, obviously, to say be yourself, be authentic. The problem is if that doesn't register with people.
In that role.
It registers.
I don't know, John. I don't know about that. I don't know that it does. I mean, let me put it this way.
Jalen.
It registered in the good times, I think, but the bad times might require something different.
But that's the same holds true for every leader, every quarterback. Yeah, times get tough. You need a little extra. We weren't able to navigate
that properly
last year. Well,
it seems like he wasn't able to.
That's part of it.
Well, so be yourself or be different.
Well, you're going to have to be better. You're going to have to be different. You're going to have to be better. You're going to have to use last year as a reference point that you refer to and improve upon with regularity.
And he's only 25 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah, 25. That's my point.
Lots of
25 years old.
Growth.
Like because he's so, the way he carries himself and the way he goes about his business, it almost feels like he's older than he is. But he still has time to grow and learn. You know, and this is his first. Like, I know he got benched in college, but in the pros, this is his first stretch of prolonged failure. Like, how he reacts to this, now he learns to react to this, could be formative.
Hard to change personality, though.
Sure, but again, it worked when they were winning. They almost won the Super Bowl with
him. It's part of the greatness. Like, his personality is the intangible part that we were making fun of initially for the only thing that he had to offer. We were saying he's Captain Intangible because of his personality and leadership skills.
Well, here's another big topic that came up yesterday, and it certainly sounded like Lurie wanted to make a real point to pin some of the offensive struggles on the offense getting out of whack. That was... You know, I mean, that coordinator's gone, Brian Johnson. Then, obviously, the defensive situation was a disaster. Now, I think we all know personnel was the biggest issue. They just didn't have players, not good enough players, at least. But there was also a very notable and, frankly, controversial coordinator change in season when the team had a great record. Listen to Lurie yesterday talking about that change.
What was your evaluation of the process and the results for the defensive coordinator replacement midseason?
I think it didn't work. I think one thing I give Nick a lot of credit for is in a profession where there's a lot of comfortability, Nick has never taken that approach. He takes what he thinks is in the best interest of the team, whether it was from turning over the play calling to Shane Steichen early on to feeling even at, 9-3 or whatever our record was at the time, making a change in the defensive play calling in hopes that we would even be better in the last part of the season. So, you know, one of the things I really respect about Nick is his ability to evaluate where we're at, where he's at, where he thinks the team needs, and he's very little ego to go in with that. And that's really important, I think, in a leader.
Again, you had a lot of endorsement of Sirianni from Lurie yesterday. First off, it wasn't 9-3, just for point of reference. Obviously, they were 10-1, so there was no 9-3 within the season. But it doesn't much matter. He just had the wrong record.
Must have meant 10-3, maybe?
Probably.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
John, do we believe Lurie? Do we believe Howie? Do we believe Nick that it was Nick Sirianni's call to change coordinators?
No.
No.
Because they all keep saying
they're driving that point home.
They all keep saying
until they can't drive it home any longer. They're going to keep this up.
Well, I mean,
until we believe it or until we say, hey, you know, like, I guess we need to start worrying about something else.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on that, what you've heard so far related to Lurie yesterday. Let's also, John, just kind of reset the tables because, you know, one of the things we were talking about out of the gate here today. And it's great to see a lot of people already here, Full Court Frenzy, WIP's Full Court Frenzy at Villanova. Come on out if you can. Doors are open. Concessions are open. Parking is open. So you can be here. You can hang. You can shoot. Obviously meet some of the people that will be here in the next hour or so as a lot of celebs get in here to shoot. Harold Jensen, Mike Rieswick and the such, Michael Barkan, Ruben Amaro, Mike Quick. We'll see what they've all got. You know, John, as we reset the tables here, for those just tuning in, your biggest takeaway from Lurie yesterday is what?
The head coach is playing with his he's coaching with his job on the line this year right out of the gates. I thought it was interesting. Jeffrey said, when we were 10-1, I wasn't sure why we'd won the game, but we had. I think you need to do more holding that against your head coach. You know, like, why wasn't that counted against Nick Sirianni more? I guess that's my biggest hang-up. When Nick Sirianni is still around, and we don't know. And I guess we don't have to know how involved he is with the offense and the defense and everything else. It would just be comforting to know that he's, you know, behind the scenes doing the things that help this team win. I don't know. It feels like we had to go out and purchase a new offensive and defensive coordinator to save the day, almost.
It is what it feels like.
And that's a bizarre feeling.
It is.
That the guy, our head guy, remember, Andy Reid was our head guy, the guy who fathered every, you know, coaching tree in the NFL. He's pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
This feels completely different. Other side of the coin.
James, your biggest takeaway from Lurie yesterday, what is it?
Yeah, I think my biggest takeaway was it was what I expected. I expected him to come out and defend Nick. I expected him to come out and say, we never consider getting rid of him. We believe in this guy. And honestly, as much as I did want some, to put it your way, blood, like I wanted him to feel us a little more.
And he didn't do that.
And he didn't do that.
No, he didn't.
But at the same time, like, I don't blame him. I understand where he's coming from. He came out. He's going to defend the coach they decided to keep. He was never going to, you know, I think he went as far as he could even saying he's, like, didn't say he's on the hot seat, but he's like, every coach in the NFL is always on the hot seat. I think that was as far as he was going to go on that. And then otherwise, like, I think he's trying to distance himself and the team from the stretch at the end of the season and point out, rightfully so, that they have been a good organization a lot more than they've been a bad organization.
That's true.
So, like, while I wanted a little more blood, you know, I'm not surprised with what he said, and I don't blame him for what he said.
All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all this.
When he talked about the ego thing, it clicked home to me. If Nick Sirianni had any ego at all during that 9-day span, he would likely be gone. You know, Doug Peterson was unwilling to move off of his coordinators And we believe that's a big reason why he was gone.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Nick Sirianni moved off of his coordinators. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
All right, let's go to that is a big difference right there. I agree with that. Let's go to Justin right now. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning, friends. How are y'all?
Doing all right.
What up, Jimmy?
Hey, Justin. How you doing, pal?
Whoa.
It's hey,
Seltzer,
get this is my guy. It's Justin. It's my buddy Justin in Richmond.
All right,
come on.
Settle down.
Hi,
he's a Go Birds original caller, one of the go-tos. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.
One of the
thank
few. And the proud.
Of course Seltzer's going to get a shout-out. He deserves it, man. It's interesting that you guys were just talking about that because that's actually why I called up. That was probably the initial thing that I took from the Lurie press conference the most. Was when he was asked about Sirianni's job security, and he didn't just immediately come out and say that he was safe, right? Like, I think that that's something that we would probably all want our bosses to say. Is like, yeah, you know, like, they're safe. They're not on the hot seat. They're not coaching for their jobs. Like, obviously, he's not going to come out and say, yeah, the seat's hot. He's
Justin, his response,
that way, but that's what he said without saying it.
His response when asked about Nick's job security was, there's no coach who's not feeling pressure to perform. He's shown all the ingredients to have outstanding success. Our roster development, Howie, you didn't ask about that. But Howie's extremely analytical and self-critical. Like, that's where it went.
It's called deflecting.
Oh, my gosh.
It is called deflecting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he said that his seat was hot without actually saying it, and that, you know, I think everybody could read through that. And I think it's interesting because a lot of his answers, you know, you're like, all right, what are you saying here? That was one that we all knew what he was saying there when he said it. So that was a really interesting interesting comment from him.
All right, Justin, give me a big answer. Who or what owns something once a year?
Man, I'm gonna try, but I'm struggling with this one. I'm actually gonna say moms on Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a really good answer.
It's not bad.
Appreciate the phone call, my man. 215-592-9494. Wechter back in the studio. Take care of that. Call screener is getting a little weird here. Moms on Mother's Day is a good answer. All right, speaking of answers, James, we need your answer on the James Harden thing. For those that don't know, it's happening tonight, Harden in Philadelphia. So we're sort of playing in we've got a lot of different games going on here. By the way, including a big old game of knockout that's going to start soon. You got to be here to play, so get here in the next couple minutes to play in knockout, which will start around 8 o'clock.
We got people filing out of the stands,
to be ready
looks
to play.
Like, yeah, to play knockout.
Yeah, they're not walking out
and
of
it looks
arena.
Like your nephew
that'd be tough.
Is going to play some knockout,
well, you know he's
going
to play knockout. I'm going to play knockout.
Are you going to try to
win? Win.
Beat
oh,
your,
look at
wait,
you.
You're playing knockout?
You're not going to win.
With the shooting I saw from the whole collection of people that were here shooting last
they were
half
shooting half-court shots.
All right, well, they made none.
They were half-court shots.
Yeah, well, all right. So here's the deal. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Well, Harden.
Harden, yeah.
All right, so for those that don't know, Harden's in town. And one of the many games we got today is this imaginary game called, because it's possible, imagine if James Harden is in his hotel room listening to WIP right now. And you want to get it off your chest. You want to let Harden know what you think of him and what he did and who he is. And just, Seltzer? Floor is yours. James Harden's listening. What are you saying to him?
James, I'm talking to you right now. Right now. Now, I'm going to start by saying, I can't say what I really want to say because I would get fired. I'm not getting fired for you, James Harden. All I'll say is I hate you. I actually hate you for what you did to my team. Like, I think you are an embarrassment to professional sports. I think the way you carry yourself and the way you go about your business is a disgrace. And I hope you know that. I hope you understand that. And that's why, at the end of the day, yeah, you'll get in the Hall of Fame. You'll get your stupid accolades, the Hall of Fame. That doesn't even matter these days. But you know what? You're a loser. And you'll never win a championship. You'll never be part of a winning team, a true winning team, because you are selfish and you're a freaking loser. And I hate you.
Yeah, wow. Seltzer, it's strong, but it's good. You know, one of the things that stands out to me, we're going to have a lot of, you know, former Big Five stars here today shooting. And, you know, you watch the Big Five games, and they try hard. I mean, yeah, they're not as good as an NBA Hall of Famer, typically, but they try hard. And, you know, I think about Sixers basketball through the years, and one of the things that really, really bothers me about Harden, like, I grew up on the effort of Moses Malone, the effort of Charles Barkley. You know, then when I got a little older, you know, you couldn't have tried harder than Allen Iverson. You couldn't have tried harder than Bobby Jones. Now, you could have practiced better than Allen Iverson, but you couldn't have tried in the game harder. I mean, John, of everything with Harden, and there's like 10 or 15 different things that disgust me, maybe the thing that bothers me the most, maybe, I don't know, there's like five whoppers. But when he would just not run back on defense and act like it was an affront to him, he would just quit.
The problem is
that
he would quit.
Made me sick.
That's the theme for James Harden. Thematic quitting is his life story. You know, he's lying on the court as his teammates are trying to defend 4-on-5 at the other end.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to matter.
He doesn't even pretend to try.
He's leaving town as his teammates are trying to pick up the pieces, and it doesn't seem to matter to him. That's just the story of James Harden.
I think, yeah, maybe the biggest thing, and again, you can weigh in 215-592-9494 with Harden back tonight against the Sixers. Maybe the biggest thing is all the stuff he does, quote, wrong, you know, whatever you want to call it. How he seems to have no remorse or shame about it.
Right.
Because he doesn't.
And that's where he's so similar to Ben.
When has it ever impacted him negatively?
You're right.
That's true. I mean, he goes the other way. He's like indignant about it. He's like, it's almost like he's proud of how he acts.
Of millions of dollars by doing this.
Yeah.
He's abused the system, abused his teammates and coaches, gotten them fired along the way, every step of the way. And he's making out like a bandit.
Look, my thing is, if you're going to do something in life, do it with class. And that's why when I win the free throw shooting contest later today, I will not only cut down one net, I will go to the other end of the court, and I will cut down both nets.
Well, we know that from the hammer.
Touch the net.
I'll figure how long it was before you start your stuff again, running your mouth. What was your percentage? You said
last year, 72.
72.
Is it last year or is it this year, Embiid?
Claim to see you can't tell the difference between Embiid and
Barkley. I was going to say, it's clearly Barkley
right there. Charles Barkley. Sorry,
Embiid's laying on the floor out there at half court.
All right, let's get to Dominic right now. So what you would say to Harden, imaginary world, he's listening. Maybe it's not imaginary. Maybe he is listening. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most from Sirianni yesterday, and obviously most especially Lurie? We only hear from Lurie once a year these days, unless the Eagles advance to, like, an NFC championship game like they did in 2017, and then he's dancing in the locker room and starts doing all sorts of interviews. So Lurie has gone mostly quiet in recent years, and I found him yesterday, like, I think he's a great owner. I found him a little flat yesterday. I needed a little bit more on the pain side of how bad things ended, and I didn't feel, frankly, we got that yesterday. 215-592-9494, plus Philly's enthusiasm, obviously, approaching opening day, which is tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.